that thing must be 10 years old, I guess, now.
Uh-huh.
The Sisson Library.
Oh, okay.
Up on 8th Street.
Right. You know much about Cromo?
Cromo?
Yeah.
I don't know where it's at.
Is it a very big town or anything?
No, it's just a white spot in the road.
Is it?
That's about all it is, yeah. It's just... Yeah, it's a little farming community. It's got a store and it used to have a motel and a filling station.
Not anymore, huh?
And that's... It was all farming community and a ranching community, and then they had some oil wells down in that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, really? Did some oil? Looks like you might have a customer. Did your parents have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my mother had three brothers. My dad had, I don't know, six, seven brothers and sisters, I guess.
Okay, pretty big family.
Yeah.
Did you know them growing up? Did you know those
brothers and sisters? Oh, yeah, I knew them, yeah.
Okay, what would the brothers be to you?
What would they?
What would their relationship be to you?
Uncle.
And you would be their...
Nephew, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, sure. And you said there were some sisters, too.
Yeah.
What would their relationship be?
They was aunts.
Okay. You remember your teachers growing up at all? You remember...
I remember Mrs. Brennan, which was a first grade teacher.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Smith, she was a fifth and sixth grade teacher.
Okay.
Fourth and fifth grade teacher. Sixth grade was Mrs. Breedlove.
So it sounds like you had mostly female teachers.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have any man teachers. I guess we got in fifth grade.
All right.
And then he got in trouble and they fired him. Then we didn't get any men teachers to high school, I guess.
You got in trouble, you said? What did you say about trouble?
That school teacher got in trouble. Something went wrong, I don't remember, and they fired him.
Really? A little scandal, huh?
Yeah.
Have you attended any weddings?
Nope.
No? Do you have another word for relatives that you have? Would you call them kin or kinfolk or anything like that? Or would they just be your relatives?
Oh, just relatives, I guess, yeah.
Maybe. Would you call them folks? My folks?
Not really, okay. No.
That would be reserved for your parents?
Just relatives, I guess, is what I...
Okay. I'm wondering about the way houses are around here, what kind of rooms they have and so forth. I guess we'll just take your house as an example. What are the rooms of your house? What are the important rooms?
A kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom. Well, I guess, of course, I call it a front room. I know some people call it dining rooms and,
okay,
you know, stuff like that.
Might they call it a living room, too?
Some people call them that, yeah, okay. I guess, you know.
Does yours have a fireplace?
No.
How is the house heated, then?
I use natural gas now. I used to use wooden, used to use coal years ago.
Okay. Have you ever had a house that had a fireplace in it at all?
No.
Okay. Do many people around here have fireplaces?
Then? Oh, yeah. Nowadays they do. Yeah, I think there's one big house up here that's got about four a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they actually use that for the heat or is it for looks? Or do you?
I don't know. I suppose it has something to do with prestige or something.
Yeah, right. did people long ago use fireplaces for heat around here?
Not really. They was a little of it, but most of it was stoves. Okay. And then... You know, in the old days, yeah, probably it is.
What kind of stoves then? What did they burn?
Oh, we used to burn mainly coal. There was some wood burned up until probably the 50s, I guess probably most of it was.